Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, evolocumab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Meanwhile, Democrats across the US and across the world are trying to decide what they should do in response. Do they protest in the streets? Do they take the kind of parliamentary Cory Booker approach? Or do they follow James Carville, the Democratic strategist, famous for being one of the masterminds of the Clinton campaign and presidency? They follow his advice and keep the head down and do that old Sun Tzu cliche of not interrupting your enemy when he's making a mistake. Well, that's being wrestled with here as well, because Paddy Shields, chair of the Democrats abroad in Ireland, is trying to figure out the answer to that question. Paddy, for Democrats in the States, globally and here, is there consensus as to what the response to all of this needs to be?
Good morning, Anton, and thanks so much for having me on. You know, I think there's been a sense that people should be doing something. But I think what happened really over the course of the last couple weeks with some of the decisions that were being made to some marginalized groups, some of the agencies in the government, the call to urgency was really, I think, echoed best by Cory Booker this week, and hopefully will manifest itself today with this declared day of action in the U.S., which is all about hands off. Big marches planned in the U.S. today, 1,100 plus cities. And we're doing our own little bit of good trouble here in Dublin with our version of a Cory Booker session, having a 12-hour live stream that started at 5 o'clock this morning and ends at 5 p.m., which coincides with the start of the first march in the U.S. today. So I think everyone is feeling like the power needs to come back to the people, and we need to hold our representative government to account for some of these decisions that are being made that are hitting and impacting millions of Americans, the least of which is the economic disaster that was really, lit with the tariff announcements on Wednesday.
And to what do you attribute the paucity of central Democratic leadership? Is it by virtue of the fact of where it comes in an election cycle that there is no obvious front runners for the next presidential nomination? Because it's very hard. I mean, Cory Booker stands sort of man alone at the moment in terms of being a significant senior Democratic voice.
Yeah, I think it's been, you know, it's definitely been difficult to see a leading voice until Corey kind of found his own way to kind of stand in the Senate. Part of it is the fact that we are the minority party in the, you know, in the House and the Senate. But I think there's just been this bit of, you know, I don't know whether it's shock and awe or just, you know, what is the right move? A lot of contemplation, not a lot of action. And I think we're at the point right now where everyone feels like they've got to do something. And I think, you know, as an American citizen living abroad, certainly some of the policies and the economic decisions that are being made not only affects me, but affects my family, affects friends back home. And, you know, I think we're going to see that manifest, hopefully, in a great show of protest, you know, across the world, but especially in the U.S. today. You know, there's kind of this unspoken rule that, you know, any challenges to authoritarianism need to be met with, you know, mass action and critical mass in protest. There's a 3.5% rule that's, you know, if you're able to mobilize and get, you know, bodies on the streets and people out there, you know, protesting actively, you know, you can stand up to any sort of, you know, regime. And, you know, that's what we're kind of looking at here. We're at a point of inflection. We can't sit on the sidelines anymore. And I think, you know, a lot of Americans are feeling that way. And our little activity here this morning, we've got speakers coming in. We're broadcasting live from Delgany and County Wicklow, and we're on YouTube. We're just encouraging people to do what they can to stand up and speak out on the policies and the things that are affecting them most.
And to what extent does that have an impact? Because America now is so polarized, particularly in where it sources its information, that if you look at a lot of what's being carried on the Fox News of this world, on X and on other right-wing platforms, what you're getting is this is a legacy of the Biden economy. This is major acute repair work that needs to be done. It'll sting for a while, but we have to do it to fix what the Democrats left us. In that sort of dialogue discourse, is there scope for a counter argument?
Yeah, I mean, I think you're totally right. Right now, the especially the traditional media game that the Republicans have played very well through the election cycle has very much skewed the narrative to like their facts and their opinions. You know, when you take a look at the Joe Rogans of the world, the podcasts, where people are getting their information, the Democrats have not been in that arena or not been performing as strongly as Republicans. So two things, you know, we've seen, you know, a definite search, you know, for that information to be out there from alternate sources. So more, you know, left-leaning sources. And I think the physical action of actually seeing people coming out and speaking in the streets, and especially as someone who's part of a party where I feel that my representation may not be actively opposing some of these decisions that are being made, we need to make the calls and we need to hold our representatives accountable. And I think when you saw the Republicans going home and canceling town halls because people were turning up, you know, with grave concerns about their benefits, their access to health care, their Social Security, what Elon Musk has been doing in terms of dismantling the government, that's not a partisan issue. Those concerns are both. And I think we just need to communicate to people that they need to keep calling and they need to be actively engaged in the democratic process.
Is there something very milquetoast, though, about the Democrat response? I mean, even if you look at what Cory Booker did, there's a lot of Democrat support for that in the US, saying that this was a wonderful thing that he did and taking it to them. But the reality was he set a record for talking at length in a forum that very few normal people pay any attention to. Is that not the problem rather than the solution?
Yeah, I mean, I think what it symbolized was a catalyst, and the sound bites coming out of that, I think, were important for people to hear. I think it gave direction, but I don't think it begins and it ends with that moment. I actually think it helped empower hopefully what will be a mass protest movement this weekend. We know of events in London and Paris, like around the world as well, where Americans hand in hand with, you know, their country compatriots, you know, are standing against some of what this current administration is standing for. And hopefully that will begin to fuel it. This honestly is going to come down to how involved the people are with this process and how we hold our government accountable for not acting, you know, in representative ways. And, you know, we're a democracy that has always prided itself on the checks and balances within the government. And we have an executive branch that is overreaching their authority. And we need to make sure that at least the people that represent us are holding that branch in check. So I think that's the key, is really getting the people to hold the representative side of the government to make sure that the overreaches stop and that the basic tenets of democracy are protected.
Patty, thanks very much for your time this morning. That's Patty Shields, who is chair of Democrats Abroad Ireland.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.